Our next panelist is Steve Hartig. He's the General Manager of Licensing at the POET DSM Advanced Biofuels. It's a joint venture between POET and DSM. They have a Project Liberty that should be close to the end of construction, if not already. And Steve, we look forward to hearing about it.
Well, thanks, and I certainly appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to not be snowblowing my driveway in Chicago today and instead letting my wife do it, which I'm sure she is enjoying. I'd like to tell you what we're doing in Emmitsburg and with our joint venture. As Brooke mentioned, we're a joint venture between POET, which is, of course, one of the largest ethanol producers in the world with 27 plants throughout the Midwest, and DSM, a Dutch-based company but global, focused on nutrition, biotechnology, and materials. And we really came together because we saw that we had complementary strengths. DSM coming from the biotechnology, POET really understanding the ethanol world and corn ethanol, and done a lot of development work on the processes and the ability to scale this both in the U.S. but also globally. This is what the outskirts of Emmitsburg will look like this summer. In the upper part of the picture is the existing corn ethanol plant that POET has there, and the lower part is a computer model of the cellulosic ethanol plant. We believe in the idea of co-locating the cellulosic plant with the corn ethanol plant for a number of reasons. One is we have excess energy from biogas and also from burning lignin and producing steam. Some of that excess energy we're able to use in the corn ethanol plant. We're also able to use the infrastructure. So we're using some of the ethanol storage, the rail siding, and also the personnel. So we have one crew that's working on both sites, one maintenance crew, and one set of people. And also, more importantly, where you see corn ethanol plants is in the middle of corn country. And I think as the previous speakers have talked about, biomass is really critical to this. And we spent a lot of time in developing how to sustainably gather biomass, but also getting to know and get the trust of the farmers in the local area. Because, of course, as they look at biomass, they like the opportunity, but when they look at the farm, they're not looking for what can I do to make money next year, but how can I run this farm for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and they're really looking for the long term. Now, from there, I'll just move quickly on to pictures. You can tell as we go a bit further that these are all fairly recent because you can see the piles of snow. This is looking kind of through the stack yard towards the plant. We have a stack yard next to the plant that will hold about a month's worth of biomass, and the majority of it will be kept in farmers' fields that we'll bring in just in time. But sometimes just in time may not always work, particularly in some of the winter storms we've had, so we have a month of surge capacity that we can bring in. This is the inside of the biomass building. We'll bring in about 2 days of biomass into this building. Inside this, it's ground and conveyed into the pretreatment. This is looking at one of the largest structures in northern Iowa. This is the pretreatment and the tower there. So you can see the center with the steam explosion and under construction. This is a picture of about, I think, 3 weeks ago or so. Here you're looking at the back end of the plant, so the solid fuel boiler and some of the equipment being put in there. Here you're looking a little bit at an angle of the pretreatment, and you're looking over at the saccharification and the fermentation tanks. And finally, back again to the back end to the solid fuel boiling equipment going in. We're in the midst, as you can see, of still the final stages of construction. We should be mechanically complete at the beginning of second quarter, and then we'll be starting the plant up in the latter part of the second quarter. It should be up and running by end of Q2. And a little bit, as some other people talked, our model is to eventually license this technology out. One of the advantages that we really see is that we have the ability to really do a one-stop shop. So with the skills that POET brings and also with DSM, we can come in, we can build a plant, we can start a plant up, we can actually staff the plant, we can do the ethanol marketing for it, we'll be producing enzymes on site, and we think that model makes a lot of sense financially, and also the yeast. So we really can do a sort of soup to nuts package and cover everything.